Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. Today's episode is going to be The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air dates, February 29th, 1952. And the title is Frighten the Bits. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Greatest Name in Cereals presents
Wild Bill Hickok!
Hiya, folks! Hold on to your hats and gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from the world's only talking cereal. Snap, crackle, and pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies!
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Fightin' the Bits. Do you have plenty of Kellogg's Rice Krispies at your house? There's so much fun to eat that it's wise to keep a couple of packages handy. Ask Mother to get you some soon. Just tell her you want Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the talking cereal, the ready-to-eat cereal that says snap, crackle, pop when you pour the milk on them. That's the way they let you know how fresh and crisp and good they are. Have a big bowl of Kellogg's Rice Krispies tomorrow for breakfast. You'll love them. United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his trusted deputy Jingles were leaving the Rio Grande and riding north after cleaning up a rough fracas along the border. But before they shook the dust of Texas from their boots, fate had destined them to mix in another gun-smoking, action-packed adventure as they ran into the kid who was fighting the bits.
All right, don't none of you move or I'll ventilate your hide.
What do we do now, Kino?
Grab that cigar box full of money from behind the counter. Don't stand there.
Get it.
Sure, Kino. I'll get it.
I'll shake a leg.
All right, you hold it there.
All right, Kino. I've got the money. Let's get out of here.
Back up towards the door. Now, the first one sticks his head out of this door, gets it right in the chest. All right. Come on, Bucky. Let's ride.
Yeah. They're coming after us, Kino.
Well, then blast away. That'll slow them down. Come for it. Go.
I said you're not going, and that's that.
Like I said, Pa, I'm riding into town for some fun.
Feeling your oats, ain't you, boy?
I want to see something more than mean Bronx and meaner cows for a change. A fella my age gets tired of wall-eyed critters, Pa.
Son, there's plenty of time before you're ready to bust out of the chute. First, I want you to be sure your saddle's cinched on tight.
There you go again. Because you ain't got good legs, you don't want me to use mine.
Dad, don't say that to your Pa.
Well, no Bronx taking the stiffening out of my legs or my backbone neither. I know what I'm doing. And I'm going to town like I said.
No, sir. Ted, wait.
I'll be back when you hear the coyotes howling. Stonebreaker, it ain't the town boy.
Ted, wait, boy.
Bill, you mean nobody's got any idea who's pulling these holdups?
No, Jingles, but it sounds like young bandits. Holding up stores and robbing lone riders in the road.
Oh, now, Bill, young'uns wouldn't do a thing like that.
No? Well, don't forget, Billy the Kid started young, turned killer when he was 16.
Yeah, and look where he wound up.
That's right. Well, let's hope we catch these mavericks before they turn to robbing gold messengers and stagecoaches.
Yeah, or maybe trains. Hey, say, speaking of buttons, don't that young fella coming down the road look like Shorty Mawson's boy, Tan?
Sure does, partner.
Oh, well, he put on some beef since we saw him last.
Yeah. Howdy, Tad.
Morning, Sonny.
Gee, it ain't Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles. Oh, boy. Howdy, men.
Well, if he ain't growed up. Howdy, men, he says, just like the button had a beard.
I ain't no button no more.
Guess that's right, Tad. Been a couple of years since we saw you. How's your dad?
I...
He's all right, I guess.
You guess? Shorty ain't sick, is he?
Nah, he ain't sick. Just ornery.
No, that ain't no way to talk about your pa, sonny. Shorty Mawson's one of the finest men in Texas.
Easy, Jingles. How come you're heading this way, Dad?
Hey, that's right. Seems to me it ought to be about roundup time on the Circle T. Huh. How come you're not chasing Maverick?
Cause I'm fed up chasing critters, that's why. I'm going to town for some fun.
Hold it, Button. You know, roundup's a time for all hands to pitch in and help. You ought not be running out on your dad at a time like this.
Now, don't you go preaching at me, too. You ain't got no call.
Let's go, Breaker. I don't have to listen to that blabber.
Well, talking about Mavericks, Bill, that young shaver's got the wild look of a local critter that's broke off his home range and gone stampeding for nowhere.
I think you've pegged it right, Jingles. And I've got a hunch to drop by and see Shorty Mawson. He might just have a bull by the tail he can't throw.
This is Charlie Lyon, friends, and Slim, the singing cowboy. Are you ready, Slim?
Ready as Rice Krispies.
Well, that certainly says it. Kellogg's Rice Krispies are always ready. Always ready to eat any time you are.
And, zing, I'm just about always ready to eat Rice Krispies. Mmm, they're fresh and crisp. Boy, it sure makes fruit or berries taste good when you put them with those golden Rice Krispies. You know, I had some for breakfast.
And did they talk? Rice Krispies are the talking cereal, you know.
I'll say they talked. Told me just how crisp they are. And when I put the milk to them, they said snap, crackle, pop.
Well, now go on. Sing us that little song about them, Slim.
Sure thing. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Let's march right up to the table now. Rice Krispies taste the best. And how? Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Ah, you bet. Kellogg's Rice Krispies are sure fun to eat. Fun to listen to and fun to eat. They're the talking cereal. They tell you, snap, crackle, pop, how crisp and fresh tasting they are. You're sure to enjoy every golden bite. So get a supply of Kellogg's Rice Krispies the very next time you go shopping. Remember that, will you? Now let's get back to Wild Bill Hickok. Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles turned their horses up the road to Shorty Mawson's Circle T spread, and the defiant young Tad Mawson headed on into town. It wasn't long before the young lad discovered there was a carnival in town, and that's where he went to find his fun.
Mawson, horn toads. I ain't never seen nothing like this in all my...
Oh. Hey, why don't you look where you're going, kid?
I didn't see you. I was looking at them red and gold horses yonder.
Well, you never seen a merry-go-round before?
A what?
Merry-go-round? Hey, Bunk, you look like we run into a stray.
Yeah, Keno. Hey, Cena. Leave him alone. Come on, let's go.
Oh, wait a minute, Bunky. Wait a minute. We might just be able to use him in our business.
No, Keno, you loco. He ain't old enough to know
then
it.
Then we can teach him, Bunky. What's your name, kid?
Tad. Tad Mawson. What's your stranger?
I'm Keno McCoy. Shake hands with my partner, Bunky Adams.
Howdy.
Yeah, howdy. Let's show Tad the sights, huh, Bunky? Come on, kid. We'll take you in the merry-go-round or the sideshow.
Well, I haven't
the...
got any money. I was just looking.
Keno, this ain't no good. That kid's bad luck.
I make my own luck, Bunky. Don't you worry about money, kid. We got lots of it. See?
Gee, you got a handful.
Yeah. Plenty more where that came from. Come on, kid. You got a lot of fun to catch up on, so let's get started.
Well, it sure is a treat to see you and Jingles.
Same here, Shorty.
Yeah. Hey, we saw Tad on the road. He was headed for town. Fine boy. Growing like a weed in a tomato patch. Bet he's a big help to you, huh?
Yes, yes. No, Tad Bernard, he ain't. I wish I could say he was, but he ain't.
Jingles didn't mean to pry, Shorty.
Oh, it ain't prying, Bill. It's natural that a boy should help his paw, especially when his paw's a cripple, but... Tad's got no interest in the spread.
Well, he's young, Shorty. He'll come around.
I don't know. The way he's fighting the bits, I'm afraid of him. If Tad caught up with the wrong company, he's just wild enough to get roped into big trouble before he knew what he was doing.
I ain't never had so much fun in all my life, Keno. But I reckon I better go on back and get to work.
Work? Only suckers work for a living, Tad. I got lots of money. I never work.
How do you do that?
Come on, I'll show you.
Keno, what are you up to?
There's nobody around that ticket man at the sideshow. Let's take him.
No, Keno, not here.
It's a cinch, Bunty. Now, Tad, you're going to get your first lesson in how to get quick, easy money.
You mean you can get it around here?
Why, sure. Now, just watch.
Howdy, partner.
Well, howdy, customer. Step right up. Tickets a dime, a tenth part of a dollar. Let you have three for two bits right now.
No, sir, mister. We don't want any tickets. We'll take that money sack you got tied to your belt.
Hey, gun. No, you don't. Hey,
wait. No, you don't. You don't pull no hey, Rube on me, mister.
Hey, you hit him. What'd you do that for?
Shut up. Bunky, hurry it up.
All right, kid, let's go. I got the sack.
Come on, kid, stay with us. Room for the horses, Bunky. It's a good spot. Pull up here.
Oh, you reckon they followed us, Keno?
No. Now, you see, Tad, how easy that was? We got away clean as a whistle in a windstorm.
But you pistol whipped that ticket man. I'll bet you killed him.
No, just tapped him to sleep.
You ain't nothing but owl hoots. I ain't riding with you no more.
Get up. Now, get this straight, you hayseed. You're doing what I tell you to.
Cut out slapping me.
You don't seem to realize, kid, you're one of us now. You and me and Bunky, we pulled a stick up. You get it? You're guilty, too.
But I didn't do nothing.
You were there with us. That makes you guilty. Oh, it's not so bad. Hey, give me that sack, Bunky. Now, look at here, kid.
Hey, that's better not fuck.
Man, sure. 30 and 40. And a pocket full of change. You see, kid? 5 minutes and we made more than a cowpoke makes in a month. Here's $10 for your share.
$10?
Why, sure. You never had money like that before, did you?
I don't want no stolen money. I'm going home right now.
I said you wasn't. You hear me? You're sticking with it. Hey, wait a minute. Maybe you got something there. Where do you live, kid?
My pa owns the Circle T. Shorty Morrison's his name. I live with him.
Shorty Mott used to be a top rodeo rider?
Yeah. Until a cinch strap broke with him coming out of a chute. He's crippled up now.
What are you getting at, Keno?
We need a hideout, Bunky, and I know just the place now. The Circle T.
You ain't hiding out on our spread.
Why, sure we are, Tad. Come on, kid. You're taking a couple of old friends home to meet your pa. Like I told you, Bunky, I not only got brains, I use them. Let's ride.
Well, Shorty, we better be hitting the road on into town.
No, Bill, do we have to go?
Yes, Jingles. I want to check with the sheriff and see if he has any more leads on those holdups. And don't worry about Tad, Shorty. He's going to be all...
Wait, Bill. Here comes Tad now. Wonder who this is with him.
He was headed for town alone when we saw him.
Hello, son. Glad to see you got back so soon.
Hi, Pa. I brought some friends back with me.
Well, that's fine, Tad. Like for you to bring your friends home.
Bill, I don't like that slick Jasper look.
Wait, Jingles.
Pa, this is Keno. Keno McCoy and Bunky Adams.
Welcome to the Circle T, boys.
Howdy. Yeah.
Step up and shake hands with a couple of my friends, boys. This big one is Jingles. And that is Wild Bill Hickok.
Keno, you hear what he said?
Hickok? What's he doing here?
Just passing the time of day.
Oh. Well, howdy. Heard a lot about you, Mr. Hickok. I hoped I'd cut your trail someday.
Yeah, looks like you done it all right.
And what do you mean by that, Lord Barrel?
Why, you young maverick, yeah.
Hold it, Jingles.
Oh, but Bill,
we'll be going,
sassy,
Shorty.
Brat.
See you later. So long, Tad. You better help your paw all you can.
Yeah, you'd better be careful what kind of strays you pick up and call friends.
Easy, partner. All right, Buckshot. Let's dig in.
Come on, Joker. We're going to town. Run, boy. Oh! Bill, this holdup must have been done while we were sitting John with Shorty out at the Circle T.
Yeah. Howdy, mister. You're the man that was held up today?
You're dead brand right I am. Don't think I got this bump on my head for... Hey, wait. Ain't you Wild Bill Hickok?
He sure is, mister, and I'm his deputy Jingles.
So the sheriff said you could tell us enough to help us catch these bandits that held you up.
Did you get a good look at them, mister?
Sure I did. There's three of them. One fancy dandy polecat about 22 called Keno.
Keno? Bill, that's...
Another one nigh 20 years old, if I'm any guess her age. But that third one was only a fuzzy-faced kid that ain't been shaving too long. Name of Tad.
Tad? Bill, Tad Moffin.
Yeah, partner. This is gonna break old Shorty's heart. Well, thanks, mister. Come on, Jingles.
Bill, this is one case where our duty's gonna be real tough to do.
But, Keno, how do you know a gold messenger comes along here?
'Cause I'm smart. He'd be here any minute. Hey, Dad, here's a gun for you.
A gun? For me?
Why, sure, a big six gun just like mine. And I loaded it for you myself.
But I ain't never shot a six gun in my life.
Well, if you have to, just point it, close your eyes, and pull the trigger.
I wish I'd have never run into you.
It's too late for that now, Buster. You're stuck, see?
Keno, here he comes.
Yeah. All right, draw those six guns, you two. We make this quick and easy, and then hightail it back to the ranch.
All right, mister, drop them saddlebags. You won't get hurt.
Keno, he's pulling a gun.
Shoot, Tad, shoot.
No, I don't...
Shoot!
That's it. All right, now let's get that gold.
He's dead.
Yeah, yeah, kid. That was a nice shot.
But I didn't mean to shoot.
Keno, somebody's shooting at us. Up there, coming down the hill.
Wild Bill Hickok and shoot.
Hey, let's go. Keno, forget the gold.
All right, look, my band is back.
Up on your hind legs, you riders that are traipsing into town for mail and provisions. You're first for breakfast, you lucky galoots. And see to it that you leave some for the rest of the boys, will you? And let's hear you sing out for what you want. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Let's march right up to the table now. Rice Krispies taste the best. And how? Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Rice Krispies mean more fun and pep, so come on, gang, let's get in step. Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Add milk or cream, that's all you do, then listen to 'em talk to you. Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. No ranch house dinner bell ever stirred a man's appetite more than the mention of those golden good Rice Krispies. Tell you what I'd do if I were you. I'd make mighty sure that there was a good supply that I could get at every morning for breakfast. All you gotta do, bucko, is ask Mom to get you some. She will, I'll bet you. Now, let's get back to Wild Bill Hickok.
With Keno McCoy in the lead, the three young riders raced away from the scene of their holdup. And not far behind, Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles followed in hot pursuit.
Bill, you sure it's those same three bandits?
It's them, all right. Whoa, Buckshot, whoa, boy.
Oh, Joker, whoa, whoa. Bill, man looks awful dead.
Yeah, he's dead, all right. Bullet caught him in the chest. He only fired one shot.
But I heard three shots.
A good point, Jingles. Remember it.
Yeah?
All right. Let's get after them.
Well, where do you reckon they went?
This way. They're headed back to Shorty's ranch. Let's go, Buckshot.
Hi!
Jump, Joker, even if I don't like what we're going to have to do. Ho, ho, ho!
Hide in there and shoot it out with him. Pull bar!
Ho, ho! You ain't gonna hide in my house.
Keno, you ain't looking to shoot it out with Wild Bill Hickok.
Don't talk so much. Do as I tell you. Come on in.
That you, Tad? Oh, I see you brought those two varmints back with you.
Pa, we shot up.
Shut up! Squealing puppy.
Hey, you can't go slapping my boy like that.
You stand where you are, Marston.
No, don't shoot, Pa.
I ain't got time to fool with you, Marston. Bunky, tie him up.
No, you're not tying up my paw.
Oh,
Now, kid, if you don't want some of the same lead poison you gave that gold messenger, you stay put.
You slick-haired weasel. What's this all about, Tad?
I'll tell you what it's all about. We held up a gold messenger, and your pride and joy here plugged him.
Tad, you running with these outlaws? Hino McCoy, you're responsible for this.
That's right, Marson. And what are you going to do about it?
Hino, it's Hickok.
All right, McCoy, drop that gun.
I ain't dropping nothing, Hickok.
Oh, cut out that whining, McCoy. You ain't hurt.
Pick up his gun, Jingles. I want to take a look at it.
Bill, I'm sure glad you come.
So am I, Shorty. Thanks, Jingles. Now, here's where we find out who shot that gold messenger.
Tad shot him.
You sure about that, McCoy?
Why, sure. That's Bunky.
I don't think I'll have to. You fired one shot at me just now, Keno. But your gun's been fired twice. Tad, let me see your gun.
Yeah, Mr. Hickok.
Tad, you ought to be ashamed packing a six iron at your age.
Did you load this gun, Tad?
I'm getting out of here.
Grab Keno, Jingles.
Oh, no, you don't, you slimy little snake. Now get over there with your partner and stay there.
Got caught in your own trap, didn't you, Keno?
What are you getting at, Bill?
Yeah, Bill, what do you mean?
Answer me, Tad. Who loaded this gun?
Keno did, Wild Bill.
I thought so. Why'd you load it with blanks, Keno?
I wouldn't take no chances in that greenhorn kid shooting me in the back. He didn't know nothing about guns.
He didn't know nothing, and he didn't do nothing either.
Thanks, Bunky. So that means you shot the messenger, Keno. You and your partner will spend the rest of your lives in jail for that.
Then Tad's not guilty, huh, Bill?
No, partner. That clears Tad of the killing.
Son, I knew you couldn't do that.
Well, now that makes me feel a doggone sight better.
Pa, I reckon you're right. I'm no more than a button after all, and like you say, I got no business busting out of this chute till I got my saddle cinched on tight.
Son, I reckon you're not the first kid who got his rope foul by fighting the bitch. Don't you fret. When we get you all square with the law, you and I'll figure out how to have some real fun together.
That's right. You stick with your dad, Tad boy, and everything's going to be all right.
You said it. And, Sonny, anytime you think you're growed up and ready to break off the home range, just stop and think how you'd miss them ham hocks and turnip green. Then you'll come high-tailing it back, and, well, someday you'll be big and fat and happy like me.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
That's our Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you today, folks. Have a good weekend, and we'll be with you again on Monday.
And by jingo, we've got a rip-snorting story for you all about Stagecoach Bandits called The Shadow Hills Gang.
Meanwhile, Andy and I hope you'll remember to get Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Right. It's the world's only talking cereal.
You bet it is. Andy and I think Kellogg's Rice Krispies are great. So long.
See you Monday.
Yes, sir, Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Clayton Post, Bobby Ellis, Eddie Firestone, and Larry Dobkin. Our director is Paul Pierce, music by Dick Oram. The story was by Larry Hayes. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Don't forget to listen Monday, same time, same station, when Wild Bill Hickok tackles the Shadow Hills Gang. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, Kellogg's Corn Flakes, America's favorite ready-to-eat cereal, and Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it.
welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Check us out on Twitter, @OTRWesterns. And don't forget to rate us on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This podcast is a proud member of the OT Netcast Network. For more information and a list of all of our shows, go to OTNetcast.com. Again, that's OTNetcast.com. This episode is copyright 2011 under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Thanks for listening and have a great day.